You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. More now on this leak of a draft of a U.S. Supreme Court opinion in the making, indicating a majority of justices have voted to end the right to abortion in America, to overturn the Roe v. Wade decision. The draft, somehow obtained by the news organization Politico, is subject to some revision, with the official ruling expected in about a month. About half the states either have put into place strict restrictions on abortions or are poised to trigger them once this decision is made official. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more now on how such a ruling could affect where people choose to live and work as human resources departments adjust to this emerging legal landscape.
The Supreme Court is ruling on a Mississippi law that would ban most abortions. But other states like Texas also have very restrictive abortion laws. Texas bans abortions about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. More than 50 companies signed a letter against that law, including Lyft, Yelp, and Bumble. In fact, Bumble created a relief fund for those in need of abortions in Texas. Uber and Lyft say they'll cover any legal costs for employees who drive people to abortion clinics. Match Group, which includes Match.com, Tinder, and OkCupid, has a fund for employees affected by the law. Of course, these are all big companies, and these benefits appear to be only for full-time workers. Part-timers and workers at smaller firms are less likely to have access to this kind of assistance. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.